Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. Hello and welcome to Pulse of the Region, brought to you by the Metro Hartford Alliance. The Metro Hartford Alliance is an investor-based economic development partnership focused on business development and growth, retaining jobs, attracting talent, ensuring a strong urban core, and promoting all the great things in our Hartford region. You can learn more about our mission and how to get involved at metrohartford.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Kate Bauman. Today, we are getting the pulse about the Road to the Summit, an event series hosted by CTIFS, an initiative of the Metro Hartford Alliance. The event showcases how Hartford, the insurance capital of the world, is improving the performance of insurers and customers. Prior to introducing our guests, I would like to take a moment to say thank you to our show sponsor, Oak Hill. Oak Hill believes that people with disabilities have the right and capability to be contributing, productive members of their communities. Building from that belief, they established a full-service organization to care for, educate, and advocate for disabled people, their families, and their communities. Learn more at oakhillct.org. The Road to the Summit is approaching quickly, and I'm very excited for the conversation today. To not only give a sneak peek about the first event, which is going to be focusing on innovation and technology, but also talk about the power of the insurance ecosystem here in the Hartford region. We have a great group joining the conversation today, so I want to make sure I can introduce all of them. First, from Cognizant Technology Solutions, is SBU Leader of Insurance, Sarat Varanasi. Sarat, thanks so much for being here.
It's my pleasure, Kate. Thank you for having me.
And next from Voya is the Vice President of Digital Customer Solutions, Holly Caldwell. Holly, thanks for joining the show today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
And last from the Metro Hartford Alliance is the Vice President and Executive Director of CTIFS, Susan Winkler. Susan, so glad you can be here.
I am too, Kate. Thanks for having me.
And as we start diving in, is would love just quick introductions for each of you to our audience. So, Sarat, if you don't mind, we'll put you on the hot seat first and would love if you could just give us a brief overview about Cognizant and also your role within the organization.
Sure. Thank you. And, Kate, I can tell you've done this many times, so this is going to be the first for me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. At least I can fake it, right?
You have a great radio voice, too, so thanks for having us. But first of all, Cognizant is one of the largest leading professional services companies, transforming clients' business, operations, and technology in the digital era. Headquartered in the U.S., Cognizant is ranked 185 on the Fortune 500 and is consistently listed among the most admired companies in the world. Cognizant's insurance practice is one of the largest in North America. Our growth is driven largely due to trust our clients have placed on us to solve their most complex problems. As a strategic business unit leader, I run about a third of our $2 billion practice and work with large and small carriers in digitizing their distribution, improving claims, and simplifying operations through a technology lens.
Right, you just really condensed what is probably an overwhelming amount of information. So thank you so much for that. Excited to dive in deeper today about Cognizant and really just the positive impact that you have here in the region. Before we get to that, is Holly, would love to introduce you, and if you could give us a brief overview about Voya and also your role and position within the organization.
So a lot of you may know Voya by the squirrel and rabbit, Val and Vern, that you see on our TV commercials.
But,
but a little bit more about us. Voya is a company. It's a financial services and insurance company with approximately 6,000 employees, and we serve almost 15 million customers across the U.S., with our three lines, three main lines of business. Our primary line of business, or the largest, I should say, at this stage, is our wealth solutions business, which is focused primarily in helping people build secure retirement and providing guidance to help them get there. Our health solutions business is a leading provider of stop-loss solutions and supplemental health insurance across the U.S., and we service about 6.6 million individuals through that line of business. And thirdly, our investment management business, which helps many of our customers across the board manage their investments wisely and develop asset strategies and solutions. We're a pretty big company, and we have a large headquarters in Windsor, Connecticut, which many of you may be familiar with. My role at Voya is kind of as the product leader for the digital space, is to lead a team that really straddles the business and digital IT. We're always looking outward in terms of understanding what, you know, our customer needs are, what's happening in the marketplace with the competition and just with technology and digital in general. And then we bring it back inward to pair that up with what we're trying to do from a strategy perspective and develop solutions and strategies for the company, whether that be via the website, via the mobile device, or any other, emerging digital technologies that come along. So that's what we do.
I think understated there, but that was fantastic. Thank you, Holly.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, that's right. I love Sarah and Holly. You both did a phenomenal job both of your companies are doing phenomenal things. So, and you both, it really did understate that, but, excited and kind of the link between all of our organizations getting together today. And Susan is one of my colleagues, is the CTIFS and the work that's being done around the insurance and financial services industry. And Susan, would love for you, I know you've been on the show before, but for those who haven't heard kind of what is CTIFS, would love for you to provide an overview.
Sure. CTIFS, since 2003 now, and Voya and Cognizant are both board members of the organization, it's a business association of insurance and financial services executives who look to influence talent development, business, economic development, public policy, but essentially driving the growth of the IFS industry in Connecticut. And the interesting thing that we do collectively as these 30 executives meet quarterly is, you have companies that are competing in the open market, but they take their hats off quarterly and decide, how are we going to grow this IFS industry in Connecticut? And that's really unique for Connecticut, for Hartford region, and certainly growing this industry. So very, very pleased to lead this organization for the last 13 years.
No, that's great. And certainly so unique. I think it was one thing when I started about a year and a half ago with the MHA, is it's phenomenal. You have competitors that say, hey, we're all here to work together, which is truly, remarkable here in the industry and here in Connecticut. And, one big piece is hosting some events to really spotlight the insurance capital of the world, spotlight the innovation here. And, this year there's the series, The Road to the Summit. Susan, can you talk about what this is and kind of what do we have upcoming?
Yeah, and I want to deep dive right into the event itself. It's worth coming, but the Road to the Summit is essentially the road to the Insurance Capital Summit. Due to the pandemic, we've had to, pivot, as most companies have, and we have decided to lead into the Insurance Capital Summit, which will be held in person and most likely streamed in 2022. But on the road to the summit, we'll capitalize on some of those real important, relevant topics that are disrupting the insurance industry right now. And so on the road to the summit, we kick that off in June with the first one.
Fantastic. Yes, the first event is June 22nd. And Sarah, the theme is innovation and technology. And we're lucky to have you moderating the panel. And could you talk about what the discussion is going to focus on?
Sure, happy to. Before I dive deeper into that, I do want to say, thanks to Susan, CTIFS, and the Metro Hartford Alliance for organizing these events, right? There's a feeling of oneness with all of the competition when we come together, and thanks to the leadership there. So coming back to the topic on Road to Summit, the insurance industry today is changing dramatically, right? Holly talked about that earlier in her introduction. And, you know, just take our case. Let's take us as consumers. We don't want to fill in 20 questions, 30 questions to get an auto quote or to get a home insurance, right? The expectations are changing. We don't want to have invasive blood tests done to get a life insurance policy. And when we go back to companies like Voya and look for orange money, it's more than retirement. It's all about financial wellness overall.
Okay.
So that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about how we're coming together, how the insurtechs, carriers, agents, service providers like us are coming together to deliver on that customer expectations. I'm really excited to take some of these topics head on, and I'm looking forward to an engaging conversation with Holly, Beth, and others.
Definitely. No, that's where, and, you know, why is it so important for Cognizant kind of to be a leader in this conversation, and what, you know, made you kind of jump on board with this opportunity?
If I say it in one word, that's core of what we do, right? Cognizant provides IT and consulting expertise in IoT, artificial intelligence, digital engineering, and cloud. Through the usage of those technologies, we're helping our clients unlock business value. Our clients in healthcare, banking, insurance unlock the business value. We at Cognizant here have a very simple but a powerful purpose. Our purpose is we engineer modern businesses to improve everyday life. With this purpose, we're helping our clients in and outside of our region to transform how they interact internally, how they collaborate with their associates, how they interact digitally with their customers. And as a service provider, we want to understand what our clients are going through. And topic of innovation is central to what we do and how we deliver. So that's why we're here.
You know, really love what you said there. We're influencing everyday life. And certainly all of our lives over the last 14 plus months or so have changed pretty drastically. And certainly how we're interacting digitally has changed. And Holly, would love, you know, for you to touch on is, you know, how, you know, has the pandemic pushed us to kind of finding new ways to connect with customers? And how are you working with businesses to really innovate that customer experience?
That is a question we could spend an entire 45 minutes
on. We probably need about four shows. Yeah.
After that one. It has been, you know, a remarkable, understated year for sure. And, you know, I think there's a couple of things. One is, you know, we and all of us in this industry and quite frankly outside of this industry needed to pivot very quickly to new ways of working with our customers. And at Voya, we are both a, you know, our customers fall into both the B2B category, our employers, and the B2C category, the participants and employees who enroll in their plans. We needed to be able to service all of them, and we needed to be able to move quickly. And so, you know, the first thing we had to do was move our, you know, call center representatives to working from home environments. And we were able to do that. You know, it wasn't necessarily what I would call innovative, but it just showed we were ready to go in terms of being able to move them so fast and without, you know, a blip into a completely different work environment and move all of us, quite frankly, into a different work environment. But, you know, we have had to figure out new ways and accelerate things that before we could just put on a list to do later, you know, really so that two things. One, as Sarat mentioned, to help customers deal with broader financial wellness. I have to say we already had an offering for that, but really making sure that unexpected events, unemployment, illness, other things were not going to harm them financially or derail their retirement plan, you know, accounts and all of that planning. So we had to really switch our focus over to building out broader financial wellness capabilities, as well as this whole idea of meeting people where they are, around making sure that things like our mobile app and our website and our ability to connect in terms of meeting with clients and things like that were available and on the ready. So, you know, everything from being able to have video conferencing and do much like telehealth, being able to help people and clients remotely, not with just Zoom, but other technologies, making sure our teams could work together. The other thing, you know, you think about innovation, we're always thinking about what we do for our customers, but we also had to find ways to make sure that, you know, now all of a sudden we don't have sticky notes and whiteboards. How are we going to make sure we can communicate and ideate and come up with all these great strategies without those things? So we had to put those ideas into place and make it happen, and also advance our mobile and web capabilities, all the while continuing to push our business forward on the things we were doing before. So it's been a year of a lot of change, and you know, I feel like we've done a lot of listening. We continue to hear from our customers through feedback forums that we hold, through, you know, surveys and things we do online. And I have to say, you know, they've been more engaged. You know, people, I think, really, it was a wake-up call to a lot of people to pay attention to what was going on with their money and their retirement savings and other areas of their money. Mm-hmm. And so it's been an interesting year, and I feel like we've been able to engage our customers quite well throughout. But it took a lot of work and a lot of innovative thinking to do that.
No, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing all that, Holly. And Sarat, would love, if you have anything that you'd love to share, you know, to kind of add on to that, on, you know, kind of what you're seeing from Cognizant's perspective and how you're, you know, really addressing that customer experience and customer relationship.
I think Holly covered a great amount in that short response that we had. So I'll say that in two or three ways, right? One, Holly talked about moving contact centers virtually. That was not something that in insurance we had seen before. And that actually has significant impacts after taking care of security, being able to connect properly, having the network devices set up. So there are things like that have happened and we've helped our customers with. I also want to talk a little bit about the experience aspect. And Holly touched on B2B versus B2C. So let me explain that with a couple of examples. So in a B2B situation, if you think of an employer, today they want to understand how their employees' financial wellness is. They would like companies to come back and tell them, hey, this particular segment over 50 is either contributing well to the retirement or they're actually not contributing well, and we encourage them to contribute more to the retirement. So they want hyper-personalization in how they interact with their employees, and they want service providers and insurance providers to tell them about that, to educate them about that. Holly also talked about the B2C relationship. Gone are the times when you sit around the kitchen table and make decisions on life insurance products. Agents can't visit our customers anymore. So we're helping our clients and our agents build those digital tools so that they can have a virtual kitchen table conversation. They can make it easier for people to understand what goes into the financial wellness and get to the point of sale faster than what they were used to before. So these are some of the ways how we're helping and collaborating with our clients.
Thank you so much, Sarat. That's great. I'm going to transition the conversation a little bit because I want to make sure we have time to talk about this. It's, you know, Voya located in Windsor, a Cognizant great presence here in Bloomfield. And, you know, really both organizations are employing thousands here throughout our region. And, you know, Sarat, mm-hmm. I think you believe you have about 3,000 people in the Metro Hartford area. What do you see as the benefit, you know, to your clients by having this local workforce here in Connecticut?
Yeah, we do have about 3,000 people in the Metro Hartford area. Now, I'll say, first off, our success is based on being relevant to our clients. And mm-hmm. we can do that by carefully listening, building client intimacy, and learning from our clients. That's what we've done with our teams who've been here for several years, become part of our clients, right? We bring back the domain knowledge, we bring back the thought leadership, and we bring back the innovative ideas that our clients then benefit from and help in changing their own business. I'd also say that this is a tough talent market, and having mm-hmm. a group of people being here in the Hartford area in a tough talent market is an advantage to us and is an advantage to our client. More importantly, we become part of the community. As Cognizant, we and the 3,000 people here, we understand the culture, we understand the community. Our teams embrace the community aspect. We are partnering with our client in Walks Against Hunger. Our clients partner with us in celebrating festivals like Diwali. There's so much more to the partnership than just delivering work, and we enjoy that the most in the Metro Hartford area.
And Holly, would love to hear from you. Why is it so important for Voya to be part of this community?
Well, it's similar. You know, I think there's two things going on. I mean, I think everything is becoming, because of the pandemic, sort of more geographically dispersed. While at the same time, there's this really strong need for community and connection. I think that's all happening at once. And, you know, our headquarters in Windsor is going to be opening up to a hybrid model again in September. So we're actually very excited to see one another. And as it relates to sort of the Hartford community, I really feel like one of the big things, sort of a misnomer for anyone to think of insurance or finance as boring, you know, in terms of, oh, there's all this legacy technology. It is not boring. It's not. There's so much going on, and that we're all looking at and using new technologies, whether it's cloud technologies, as you know, AI tech. There's so much happening that we are able to bring in and attract talent to the region with these great opportunities. And we continue to grow, as does the industry. So I think that's a great thing. As well, I would echo what Surat said around the community. We do a lot of work within our community as both employees and as a company. So we are very happy to be part of the region. And I personally am really excited to see my coworkers in person again in the Windsor campus.
Yes, I agree.
I think
we all are there.
Well, and on the topic of the region, and Susan, I'm going to put you on the spot, because this is something, you know, we talk about a lot, we hear a lot from people, is people say, is Hartford the insurance capital of the world still? And I want to kind of, hey, let's address this myth, and would love to hear from you on, you know, where we stand today.
Well, thank you. Well, listen, I'm going to then pawn this question over, just hear a yay or nay from my colleagues and board members here. But the answer is yes, yes, and yes. Let me give you some fun facts, because I always have these facts all near my home office desk here. But we have over 1,400 domiciled insurance companies right here in Connecticut. We're a small state geographically, right? But within that, we have the highest number of insurance employees anywhere in the U.S. So we rank number one there, too. Let me give you another number. We write $39 billion in direct written premium in our little state. That ranks number three in the country. And we rank number one with $11 billion in health insurance. So we have, in our small state, an engine that's running, full, highest-ranking number of insurance employees, highly educated, highly motivated, and I'll throw this back to my colleagues and friends here. With that, the industry itself has also morphed. So now you have all this generation of data, right? But then you have an insurance industry that is pivoted, as you heard from both Holly and Surat. We were really early centers of innovation in insurance, but now we are running and driving centers of excellence, both internally and externally. We have accelerators, incubators. We advise. We have mentors, startups. So the ecosystem is another engine. And collectively, we have a very, very, very robust infrastructure to support those startups and entrepreneurs here. So I'll throw it back to hear a yay or nay from Surat and Holly. Are we still the insurance capital of the world? Yay.
Absolutely.
I like
absolutely.
It, Holly.
And you know what? If you're in it, you know it. So, you know, we encourage those that are considering careers this way to look towards the insurance financial services in Connecticut. You won't be disappointed.
No, and we compete definitely for talent. So that's
right.
Kind of good for the people who are looking for employment. There's a lot of opportunity here, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Certainly. And Sarah, I apologize. We might have cut you off a little bit. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that as well?
It's not a myth. It's a fact that Hartford is the insurance capital of the world. Let me say it that way, maybe. And Susan covered quite a bit. The ecosystem enables innovation, right? We can sit in glass chambers and figure out what if we do that, what if we do this. But if that doesn't relate to real issues, all the investment goes waste. And that's what we get being in the Hartford region, being connected close to our clients, connected to the real issues, and making investments. And the innovation is everywhere. We've found clients who want to co-invest with us in developing differentiated experience. So, and it's enabled by the ecosystem and, you know, with organizations like MHA, CTIFS, who build and nurture talent. I'll make this a little more personal. Right? As family, we relocated here about 10 years ago from the Virginia area. Since then, we've not looked back. We've got great school districts for our kids. We live in a very safe neighborhood. We have significant opportunities for growth and innovation. And we're a couple hours away from New York. I'm not sure what more a person can ask for. So that's what I would say.
I love it, Sarah. I couldn't have even written a quote better than that. So thank you. That is great. And, you know, Holly, would love, if you're willing to share a little bit too, put you on the spot, but kind of what do you personally love about being here in the Hartford region?
Well, I have to echo what Sarah said about the location in general. We are close to a lot of great things. We're sort of in the midpoint between two other wonderful cities, Boston and New York. You know, I did relocate here myself. I was in the Boston area for a long time working for a couple of other financial companies, and very happy to be here. And like I said, it is a combination of there's great talent. There is, like you said, an ecosystem, a support system, you know, whether it's consultants you work with or creative agencies you work with. There's just so much available in this spot. And I do have to say this, less traffic. I don't know if it's a road design thing or what, but I have to tell you, compared to Boston, yeah, it's
yes,
it's been great. It's been a good change. I'm very happy to be in the region. And like I said, really excited to get back to our campus, you know.
Fantastic. Well, to close out the show today, would love, Susan, if you don't mind giving a little preview to everyone on kind of, we talked about the June event, 22nd event, and for people can go and purchase tickets at theroadtothesummit.com. And we're going to be hosting three additional webinars after that. Susan, do you mind touching on those?
Sure. I'll make it quick, but the overall theme of the summit will be achieving peak performance of the insurance industry. So that theme of how the insurance capital is expanding the growth of consumerism by improving the lives of both employers, employees, and consumers is the overall content that will run through all the webinars. As you mentioned, we have the first webinar coming up in June. We will discuss in our second panel, Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. We'll talk a little bit about better health, both mental well-being and financial wellness. Panel three, we're going to talk about shifting models of predictability. We're going to challenge a little bit of what's going on traditionally in insurance and see what's going on in the future for real-time risk management and forward-thinking risk management. And then panel four is on talent that will happen in 2022, just preceding the Insurance Capital Summit. But that's going to obviously focus on a very, very, very important topic, which is talent recruitment and retention.
Thank you so much, Susan. And reminder, people can go to theroadtothesummit.com for more information and to purchase tickets. And Sarah and Holly, would love if you could chime in quickly on where can people go to learn more about each of your organizations. Sarah, we'll start with you.
Sure. As always, cognizant.com, ton of information. We're always looking to hire people, opportunities, thought leadership, et cetera, always on there. But we realize that's not enough, right? So you can find us on Twitter at Cognizant Handle, Instagram and Facebook, and of course, LinkedIn as well.
Thank you so much, Sarah. And Holly?
Similarly, you know, Voya.com is the place to go to learn whatever you want to learn about Voya. And it really is a resource not only for individuals looking at us for
job opportunities, but also for sponsors who purchase plans, advisors, investors for investor relations, and like I said, individuals who are looking to perhaps join us, because we too are always hiring.
The message of the day. Well, no, that is great. And thank you all so much for joining today. This was such a wonderful conversation. So appreciate your time and appreciate all the work each of you are doing as individuals and as organizations for to better our community. So thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you again for having us.
Thanks, Kate.
Of course. Of course. Well, for more information about today's show, please visit metrohartford.com. We'd like to give a special thank you to our show sponsor, Oak Hill. And most importantly, thank you to you for listening to Pulse of the Region, brought to you by the Metro Hartford Alliance. I'm Kate Bauman. Go out and enjoy a good day in Connecticut.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.